you talk to us about bringing Dominique Franks back on the roster?
Yeah.
What happened to Timmy?
Well, yesterday, at the very end of practice, Tim had an injury with his hamstring, and unfortunately, we had to make a move. So he was waived injured this morning, and we brought back Dominique Franks and added him back onto our roster. Very familiar with Dom and what he's capable of doing.
What will be his role, or that'll develop as we move on?
Definitely, you know, Dom can play a number of positions. He helps on special teams. He's returned punts. He's been a vice. He's played nickel. He's played corner. So it gives us a lot of flexibility where a guy can play a number of positions.
What's the Matt's has a new cast around him now with the two new quarterbacks and whatnot. John Parker's gone. Chris is gone. Is that a breath of fresh air for him, or was that really kind of necessary? Is it just kind of the way the dynamics went into play where, you know, Luke became available,
I think it's, you know, it's an evaluation process that we're all under. Every player, every coach, we're all under an evaluation process, and we went through the evaluation process, and for us to put our best roster together, we felt like we needed to make that roster move. You know, Dom played very well in the preseason, and we wanted to bring Luke in. And the guys that were here, they were a big part of the success that we had in the past. But it's ever-changing as you build your roster, and it, not only from year to year, but from day to day and week to week, just like what happened yesterday in terms of an injury. So it's very fluid.
Coach, how much no huddle should the fans expect to see this year from the offense?
Well, again, that's going to be based on who we're playing, where we're playing, how comfortable we think we can be in that situation. So it's been a part of our entourage or our package from the very beginning. So it'll be part of it. Mm-hmm. And we're very comfortable whether we're calling it out of the huddle or we're calling it in a no-huddle situation. So I think, again, it gives us a lot of flexibility as we get ready to start the season.
How about Studebaker, one of their backup linemen, who will be in a key role for them? What do you see from him?
Well, he's a guy, it's an interesting story, that played at a Division III, I believe, college, in Wheaton College, and has played in the league going on 5 years. So he's obviously got a lot of talent, and he's going to get his opportunity to play because of the situation with the guy that was lined up in front of him. He's an athletic guy that you've get to evaluate more on special teams in regular season than you do on defense.
Coach, did you get a chance to talk to you guys about penalties? I know you probably watched the game last night, just first game of the year. Do you talk to your guys about, hey, did you see what happened last night? How do we go about not, you know what I mean?
Well, penalties has been something that we've been talking about all preseason. We've had entirely too many, and a lot of them in the procedural areas, and that's something that we've been addressing. And you can't be a team that gets penalized a whole lot. The games are so close. They come down to four or five plays, and that 5-yard penalty or that 15-yard penalty can be the difference in the ball game. So yeah, we've had a in-depth discussion about being penalty free. That's something that we pride ourselves on, is not being a penalized team.
What's your take on the refs? I don't know if you can comment on it.
I can't concern myself with that. We don't have any control over that. And, we're going to focus on what we can control, and that's being as prepared as we possibly can be for Sunday afternoon.
How's Sam looking going into the season? I know that's a big question mark for you over the offseason.
I think Sam had a very good offseason. He's as healthy as he's ever been. Spent the first couple of months of the offseason, Daryl, in basically in a rehab mode. Had a procedure done at the end of the season. He's got his body feeling as well as it's felt since he's been here, and like the way that he has progressed through the preseason.
It looks like he redistributed some stuff. Did he?
He did.
Okay.
He did. That's a great observation. You know, I think he's in as good a shape as he's ever been. He's redistributed his body fat. His body fat's at a much different level than it was in in the last 2 years. And I think a lot of that has to do is that he really committed himself to the rehab and the athletic performance.
I was talking with Asante about, you know, some of the camaraderie he's felt and has helped generate as well. He's saying, you know, he doesn't just have it around the field, but he takes it in the media room, gets in the locker room, in the film room, and there's a lot of chatter going on, and in a good way. I'm thinking you probably think, you know, outside the field, it's also a good thing.
Oh, it's a very good thing. I think you've got to be a collaborative group, and this team is. And I've said many times, you win in the locker room first, and you've got to be able to communicate. Players have to be able to communicate with one another. Coaches have to be able to communicate with players. And you've got to be able to collaborate. I mean, communication can be a one-way avenue. When you're collaborating, it's a two-way street. You're getting information being passed back and forth. And I really think that's the difference in the good teams and the teams that aren't so successful, is that they're a collaborative group. And these guys love to play the game. They have fun doing it, not only out here on the field. We have spirited meetings. We have a great time, in the locker room, and team building is very important, and it starts with the guys in the locker room.